Paul, if you can start with giving us an injury update. I guess Andrew Kopp, Matt Hendricks didn't skate today.
Yeah, Matt's gone on the IR, but we'll list him at day-to-day. It goes back almost a week from that injury. Andrew will get a better feel tomorrow before we decide what we're doing with him.
How much do we read into the different combinations we saw out there on your third line, I guess, particularly with Tanev skating with Lowry and Armia? Would you look to start with that on Wednesday?
That's a possibility, yeah.
What could he do well with both Adam and Joel, who have played well together?
Speed. The speed component to that line. He's a big part of the penalty killing, and those two guys are like that. So speed, he gets in on the puck real well. Adam and Joel do some other things very well, but having a little bit of speed with them works.
Paul, four guys sent down to the Moose this morning. Talk about maybe those tough decisions, and also Tucker Poolman's still here. He's not among that group that has been sent down yet.
Yeah, the four that went down all had really good camps. We're pleased with their progress. Brendan Lemieux made huge physical strides this year. He put an awful lot of time in the summer. And it showed in his speed on the ice. Got some nice hands around the net. But we really see that developing into kind of that power forward game, which is kind of probably taken over from the heavyweight guys that are disappearing out of the league. But he's a strong, grinding player. We like where he's at. Roslovic, again, one of the fittest guys in camp. Going into his second year pro, we look at him as that is the opportunity to be that next centerman out of that group that comes in and plays for the Jets. Michael Spasic, we liked him right from his very first camp, but knew he was a long way away at junior. He had another really strong camp. He's a very, very smart player. He might be a guy that doesn't have to go to the wing, but can go from the American League to the NHL at center, but he's got to get, you know, this is his first year pro, so there's lots of time there. J.C. Lipon had a great camp where I have no problem putting him in the lineup now. I still have him slightly behind other guys, but not that gap. He closed that gap very well at camp. So there were four positive meetings. I think Tucker's had a real good training camp, and I'd have no problem putting him in the lineup. Tyler feels good, but we got an eye on his health here in the early going. He deserves to be here.
The decision to put Perreault, or start him up with Scheifele and Wheeler, you're obviously familiar with that line. What is it that you like about that you think that it's...
Nick Ehlers' game, right? So I know when we've all seen Ehlers, Scheifele, and Wheeler be a real strong line, and I can flip-flop those guys out. But Nicky's, I think there's some great potential for Ehlers and Line A playing together. Just chemistry on and off the ice, but on the ice and speed then with Patty. So there has to be, it gives that line a little bit more speed. Brian's a very quick player, but because Nick Ehlers has come in and stopped and started and done all the things defensively, I don't have to worry about the two of them. Last year it was a lot for whoever played center ice with those two young guys. They had to cover off a lot of ice. With Nicky's game, I don't think that puts undue burden on Brian, and now there's that speed that line does need. They need to have a little bit of a speed component. So Matty Perreault fills up, and he's played with those two guys. He had a real good camp. It fits. It's easy.
The defensive side of team game is something that you emphasize so much throughout training camp. Do you have a sense of where you're at?
Yeah, pretty good adherence. I'm good with it. We're going to get better at it. Again, you've got offensive players that have come into the league at a young age. It's going to take them a while before those reads become instinctual, before they don't have to process on the ice. But I'm pleased with where we've gotten to in the 2 weeks.
I imagine in a perfect world, you would have loved to see a guy like Kyle Connor maybe grab a top six spot. And then allow Matthew to play further down. How do you feel about the offense you potentially have now from your bottom six?
It's very similar to the offense we had from our bottom six last year. We think there's room for growth. Lowry's at 15. I'd like 15 or better. We'd be pleased with that. We think Armia had 9, Kopp had 9. We'd like to get them into the teams. If you can get close to that 40-goal mark from that third line, we don't see the offense of our top six sliding. So we feel we're going to score at least as many goals as that we did last year, and goal scoring wouldn't have been the thing that you circled over the summer as the area that we need to prove. We finished seventh. Whether we finish 10th or we finish 3rd or 4th, it'll be the defensive part of the game that defines the wins and losses.
Does the timing of Matt Hendricks on IR affect his status for Game 1?
Correct. Yeah, I don't have Matt in for Game 1.
Okay. Would you rule out keeping 8 defensemen going into the season?
No, I would not. I wouldn't rule that out. I don't love it over the long term because of practice time. There's not enough reps in there, but short term, we play here. We're going to go out on the road for 3. I wouldn't rule that out.